Buy low, sell high.
There was no commercial principle more elementary than that it was good to sell a thing for more money than you bought it for. Doing so produced a profit and meant you were incredibly smart. Failure to do so produced a loss and meant your broker was an idiot.
Location, location, location.
When choosing where to live or do business, one thing mattered so much that everyone always said it three times. Of course, the description of a property mattered as well. Early agents found buyers responded better to near fresh water source than malarial swamp adjacent.
It's not personal, it's just business.
We considered actions taken in a commercial context to be morally distinct from other actions. Social norms, such as compassion and integrity, otherwise highly valued, simply did not apply to trade.
Economics.
Economics arose as a way to explain the behavior of markets. It became known as the dismal science because it couldn't compete with the pure joie de vivre of particle physics or metallurgy. By the early 21st century, we'd gotten so good at economics that advanced nations only suffered major financial collapses twice every decade or so.
Our four most important economic thinkers: Adam Smith, 1723 to 1790.
For most of our history, we naively believed it was sometimes good to put our fellow man's well-being ahead of our own. Adam Smith called bullshit on that, showing that pursuing self-interest, free market capitalism, was itself the highest form of altruism. Smith believed markets were guided by an invisible hand that scuttled around under people's beds waiting to rationally allocate resources. Governments should avoid trying to control this creepy hand, Smith said, as doing so would only make it mad.
Karl Marx, 1818 to 1883.
In Das Kapital, German for the capital, Karl Marx theorized that when a small group of property owners exploited a much larger number of workers, the workers would inevitably revolt, seize control of the means of production, and build a proletarian communist paradise. This bold prediction remained on the verge of coming true for 140 years.
John Maynard Keynes, 1883 to 1946.
John Maynard Keynes countered Smith, asserting that governments could correct a free market's occasionally errant course by manipulating levels of public spending and interest rates, much as one might steer a Ferrari by alternately yanking and pushing two levers in the trunk. Keynesianism is credited with ending the Great Depression, but in later decades faced opposition from the sorts of people whom the Great Depression didn't hurt anyway.
Charles Ponzi, 1882 to 1949.
Like his contemporary Albert Einstein, Charles Ponzi unlocked an explosive equation: belief equals wealth. If enough investors believed a scheme would make money, it would. The trick was perpetually finding enough new investors to pay off the old ones, a figure Ponzi estimated at 6 infinity. While Ponzi schemes inevitably failed, his revered principles were central to such successful 21st century markets as real estate, tech stocks, and everything else.
The middleman.
Nearly all transactions involve one or more intermediaries. They could facilitate deals for a cut of the final price. The chief duty of these middlemen was to ensure buyers and sellers could never simply just talk to each other directly, like human beings.
The black market.
Some goods and services were difficult or impossible to obtain due to scarcity, taxes and tariffs, and/or the ethical strictures of our respective societies. One man's loyal companion was another's indentured servant. Naturally, these unavailable or banned items were very highly sought after. It was precisely because endangered white tiger brains wouldn't chill and serve themselves that illicit black markets sprung up to deliver the most difficult and/or odious products. Black markets are, of course, not to be confused with markets for black people, which we also had.
Money.
You want to know us? I mean, really know us? Money is what we fought, killed, and died for. Sometimes we even worked for it. It was money. To the untrained eye, it looks like odd bits of paper and metal, but it made the world go round. We parted it from fools. even though it burned holes in our pockets and couldn't buy us happiness or love. It was the root of all evil, but we took it and ran. Smart, seed, serious, easy, earned, funny, found, front, good after bad, mad, cash, old, new, blood, honest, even, real, and hush. We weren't made of it, but we followed it. Why? Because it took money to make money, and it sure didn't grow on trees. Anyway, you guys can have it if you want.